Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Mess.
It's The Morning Mess, back with another one. Staycation setup. Let's say good morning to Wesley.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. So, Wesley, let's talk about it, man. You are suspicious and you think maybe your lady Sadie is cheating on the relationship?
Yeah, let me tell you, man. I think Sadie might be a little shady, if you know.
Slim Shady.
So here's what happened. Sadie and I, we went over to some friend's place to have a couple of drinks. We had dinner, we're hanging out, and everything's cool, and we're having a good time. They're pretty close friends to us.
Uh-huh.
And one of them is Sadie's best friend, Monica. Now, we're all drinking. So some music comes on, and suddenly Sadie is like, "Hey, Monica, let's dance." So they're dancing, and as they're dancing, all of a sudden, they kind of get, like, a little too close, and they just start making out.
I'm sorry,
whoa,
what?
Wait.
This is the best party ever. Where? Where? When?
Hold on.
BYOB? What?
I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know she liked Monica like that.
Hold up, Wesley, my guy. Sadie and Monica were dancing, and then they started making out.
Yes.
Are you okay with that, or...
I'm not. I got nothing against other lifestyles. I got nothing against any of that. But this is my girl, right? She's committed to me. And
you're
suddenly,
crazy.
Now, so we're all kind of drunk. I figure, you know, maybe it's the alcohol. You know,
this is
it's
awesome.
Just a moment. It's
this
the
is the best announcement ever. I don't know what y'all are talking about over there.
God.
So let me get this straight. Your lady is drunk, dancing with a friend. They start making out. And at that point, nothing goes in your head. That'd be like, maybe I got a chance.
No, well, I wasn't thinking like that. Then I started, it's the alcohol. But then later on that night, I started thinking about it, you know, and the more I thought about it, the more I started to question, because like my girl and her friend, they have sleepovers all the time.
What? I'm sorry, hold on. You've been giving us a lot of information that you're just, like, glossing over. So,
well, I didn't worry about it before.
Clearly. So, hold on. Let me just get some clarity here. So, your girlfriend makes out with her best friend. First things first, do you know that your girlfriend, if she's interested in women as well?
Never.
You've never heard that.
Never even looked at another girl and said that she was hot or never saw.
I didn't think adults normally did just like casual sleepovers. I thought that was like a thing that kids did.
No, it's not like that. I mean, like they went out and then she'd call me up and say, hey, you know, is it okay if I crash over here?
Gonna crash on Monica's lap. Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
Wow.
It happens. Right. Oh. I still feel like you're missing out on an opportunity out here, Wesley.
I can't with
out
Joey.
On these streets.
No, it's okay.
What the hell? What was she drinking? So I can get a 12-pack of these for my wife. What was she sipping on?
We all had some wine.
Okay.
A couple of bottles of wine. But I understand a lot of guys fantasize about this stuff.
Right.
That's my girl, you know? And she's like cheating on me, I think.
Right.
Okay.
The more you talk, the more I'm just going to hope that she's cheating.
No. This man is rambling, but he is concerned.
Yes.
Maybe he's just nervous. I think at this point, we got what we need. We can help you out with the staycation setup, okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
No, absolutely. We're going to call Sadie up, offer a free romantic hotel stay, ask her who she wants to put on that reservation. Obviously, if she says Monica, she's having another sleepover, you're not invited, which is rude. But if she says your name, then all is well.
I can't.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. We got the number per the email. We're going to call your lady, see if she's cheating on you. And at that point, you could dump her on the air or you can get this counseling and try to work it out with her.
Sounds good.
And sometimes, Wes, you got to risk it to get two biscuits. I'm saying you could play your cards right. You get.
But every time we've got the staycation set up and it happens to be up next with the Morning Mess.
In the middle, staycation set up. Morning Mess here. We spoke to Wesley. He's in a little pickle, man. His lady and him, wow, you know. Wow. Well, then, you know, clubs, stuff ain't open. They went to a little house party. Well, his lady Sadie's really good friend, Monica, was there. They start dancing, drinking a glass of wine, turned into a bottle of wine. They got real flirty. And Wesley, your lady eventually got drunk, and her friend Monica started making out.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, they weren't trying to hide it. They did it right in front of you.
Right there in the middle of the living room.
This has never happened before.
Never, ever.
No matter what Joey says, if you're not comfortable with that happening in your relationship...
I'm very comfortable with that.
Oh, it's not about you, Joey.
Oh, you're talking to this guy.
Yes. So, you called us for our help with the staycation setup. That's what we're going to offer for you. So, I'm going to be calling up your girl, Sadie. I'm going to pretend that I'm a hotel clerk from the Aurora Hotel. Tell her that she's won the free romantic weekend and ask her who she wants to bring for that free romantic stay. The only name that she should be giving is yours, Wesley. But just to remind me, because I forgot, what was the name of the best friend?
Monica.
Monica. Okay.
Okay. Are we ready?
Okay, yeah.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Sadie?
Yeah, who's this?
Sadie, hi. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're going to put you up in our penthouse suite with a honeymoon package. I was calling just to confirm details, but I wanted to congratulate you on being our winner.
I don't know. It sounds kind of like a scam. Like, I have no time for bull. Like, do I have to give you a credit card?
No. And I totally understand. It probably does sound strange, but we had this idea of launching the hotel here. The pandemic kind of messed that up for us. So we were hoping you could do this, build our presence online with the review. And I guarantee that unless you decide to get room service, there's no charges. I don't need a credit card from you at all.
I just have to, like, write a nice review, basically.
You know, we're phrasing it as an honest review, but a nice one would be great.
Okay. I guess we'll try it out. Why not?
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. Let me go ahead and get started with your reservation so we can set you up. My first question with this free romantic weekend stay is for your guest of honor. We leave a personalized note. It comes from you. And I have the option to leave a custom message. So if you have something special you'd like to tell your guest, I can write that down whenever you're ready.
Keep it short and sweet. Just say I love you.
I have that down. Sadie, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? Just need to get your guest's full name for us to continue.
Monica Le-
That is foul as
So, Sadie, we have to let you know you're actually live on the radio right now. We're the morning mess.
What?
Your man Wesley called us up, suspected you were cheating, and obviously...
Why are you doing this?
I'm not doing anything. I'm taking my best friend for a staycation. What is wrong with that?
You know what a romantic stay, you know what that implies, right? Like, you guys are going to get romantic. I saw you guys making out, and you probably have done more in the past with your sleepovers, and oh, man.
A lot of people make out drunk. It's like...
Girl, no.
That's true.
That has never happened to any of us here, okay?
I've done that.
What?
Yeah. Carla, you have?
Yeah.
I have.
Not with any of us here.
Okay, no.
That's not what happens with best friends all the time. And what point are you going to actually apologize, Sadie? Like, you've been caught... This is like the second time you've confessed somehow that you have something going on with Monica.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Sadie, if you're curious about this stuff, you know, I can't be with you. Man,
I like you. I'm not a lesbian.
So what are you telling me? You bi?
I mean, I don't think so.
You're just like having a good time.
Have you and Monica hooked up before?
Yeah, do you have a liquor license?
Joey!
I don't know what to say.
Now, Sadie, listen. It seems like your man is on the edge of maybe trying to do some counseling to make this work out. Are you even interested, or are you more interested in Monica?
I mean, Wes, we have like a real thing. I don't know why you're so upset. Like, I'm really close with my friends.
Yeah, but if you're not into me 100%, like if you're not there with me, you need to figure stuff out, then you figure stuff out. I'll step back, but you got to give it to me straight, you know? I can't.
Give it to you straight.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I mean, not like we're, like, married. I really like you a lot. And I'm not in a relationship with Monica. I'm in a relationship with you.
I don't know if I could be in a relationship with somebody that's not 100% about me, though. I mean, if you're going to be having feelings for Monica or going on weekend vacations with Monica, I mean, I don't know if I can handle that.
I'm going to be me, Wes.
Wow.
So that's the answer we're going to get, Wesley. You over it?
I guess it does explain why Monica is always kind of angry at me.
You got her woman, right?
She's probably jealous of me because I'm dating her girl.
Right. So. She's probably tired, too.
Oh, from what?
From the elliptical that she's riding around. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. No. I love Sadie and I want to be with her and everything, but I just can't, you know, I just can't see having a relationship with someone that isn't all about me.
I'm so sorry. We have counseling services that we can offer for you, but it just kind of sounds like, Sadie, you want to be a free spirit and you want to kind of go do your own thing, and Wesley wants to be in a committed relationship. You two are on a different page.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll let you go, Sadie's. You know, I'm sure you go bowling with...
Go bowling.
Yeah. Go bowling with Mercedes. Or with Monica. Oh,
my God. Now she's got a harem?
That's, well, that's their celebrity name.
Wow.
Monica and Sadie's is Mercedes.
No. You did not just give her a couple name with the girl she's cheating on her man with.
She chose. I'm just saying, she chose. So this good luck to Mercedes. Happy little couple.
My gosh.
Just hang up on her real quick. Mercedes, you still there?
Yeah.
All right, just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on.
Lord.
Wesley, usually at this point, I ask someone if they like tacos. Usually it's to a girl. Tacos before vatos. But do you like fajitas?
Why? What?
You like fajitas?
Yeah, I like fajitas.
Who doesn't? Fajitas before chicas. So listen, grab your boys up.
Good night, Joey.
Get some fajitas for you and the boys. Crack open some cold ones. Discuss how much you just can't stand women at that point.
Stop.
Hang out with your bros.
Joey.
And on to the next one.
And maybe some counseling services.
Fajitas before chicas.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.